Tom, how about a general reaction first to landing this guy?
Yeah, you know, we're obviously really excited. You know, he's a guy that we've seen for a while. You know, obviously when he was playing back in 2010. So you know, he was a guy that we obviously targeted and we really felt good about and we're happy that we got the chance to get him.
Here's a look at the supersized family that.
Do you think that it was a risky move to go with the second overall pick?
Family.
Well, I don't know if it's a risky. You know, that's kind of where we thought he was as a player. We thought he's obviously a guy that can come in here and be an eventual starter for us and make plays for us. So, you know, I don't know if it's I think anytime you draft a guy, there's always some risk involved. But nah, we think we got a good football player and we were able to get him in the second round.
Did his checkered past at all concern you guys?
Well, something obviously that we really kind of did our homework on him. There's no question about it. You know, we brought the kid in and met with him here, and then I talked to a zillion guys at both Baylor and Utah, and to be honest with you, I couldn't find anybody to say one bad thing about the kid. I really enjoyed meeting with him, it's something that's out there that we think we've done our homework now. Yeah, I mean, to say you're always 100%, but you know we're not really 100% on anybody in the draft. But we felt good enough to that we think he's going to be a positive influence on our team.
Tom, did you think Buffalo would take him at the top of the third round?
You know what? I don't really know who was involved in the whole thing. You know, we really didn't worry about. Pretty much, we were going to take him in the second round, and you know whatever happened. No matter where we were picking, that's where we thought he was going to go. So we weren't real concerned about who else was interested. We were just
Did you make that decision before you knew the draft order that you would take him in the second round?
Yes. Yep. That's where and we obviously if we were hoping to get the earlier pick, and we did, which was nice. But we were going to take him in the second, no matter what.
What did you like about him in particular when he came here to Cleveland about a week ago and you guys worked him out? What was one thing that really drew him in and said, this guy's worth the second round pick?
When you guys see him, that'll be your first clue about it. No, he's a big kid. You know, he's a little over 6'3", and he's 225, and he can run, and he's got huge hands and long arms. I mean, he's an impressive looking kid. But it was funny. Because obviously, like you said, I mean, there were some concerns about him. So I drilled him pretty hard when I was with him, and he. He didn't back down, and he told me everything that I thought I needed to hear from him. And you know, he promised he was going to be a guy that we're going to love having in Cleveland. And he was really to me, he seemed pretty fired up about being a Brown. And I think even when we brought him in there, when he left, he said that we were the team that picked him.
Hey, Tom, can you compare the situation to Greg last year, having sat out here and then not really having an offseason, and this guy's kind of in the same spot?
Yeah, you know, it's almost exactly the same spot. I think this guy's going to have, a couple weeks on Greg. But, it's very similar. It's kind of strange. But it's just any time that you haven't played. Now, this kid did practice, though. I mean, he practiced all with – so it's not like – it's a little different in that aspect, where he practiced with Utah the entire time. And so that at least he's obviously has been doing something. So that's the difference. But he's hadn't played in a real game in a while, and that's just something he's gonna have to get back used to. But at least like I said, at least he's practiced with him.
Physically and athletically, would you use the word elite to describe his attributes?
It's so hard to, but yeah, I mean, like anybody that's, that size, yeah, I would say so. You know, I don't know if it's, he's got a long way to go before he's an elite as a player, but yeah, his size and his athletic ability and speed are, yeah, I think they're up there pretty good.
Hey, Tom, how much of this pick have to do not only with what you needed now, but looking at the draft next year?
I think... First and foremost, we think the guy's a good player. I mean, if he wasn't available, it wasn't a big deal. We just think he's a good player. And I did look at, that he said, we did look at the guys that were supposedly coming out in the draft next year and kind of compare Josh to those guys, which you have to do. So I think where we got Josh, I think it's was a, I think it was a good value, and you get him a year early.
I'm actually, obviously, Pat Shermer is going to have a lot to say about this, but would you anticipate this kid being, you know, ready to contribute right away, or would you anticipate a longer timetable for him?
Well, you know, I don't know if we can answer that right now. I mean, we hope he comes in and plays right away, and that's, I mean, that's the goal. And you know, obviously, we'll see him, you know, here in a couple weeks. But you know, that will depend on, you know, everything, how he picks things up and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, we expect him to play.
Tom, is it harder to give one up? Is it? I mean, that's a high pick. How much of a, I guess, did you have to weigh that in going back and forth on it?
Well, you know, and anytime you pick somebody, you know, that early, you're hoping he's a good football player, and that's what we think Josh is. I mean, it's, you know, just because it's a supplemental draft, I think it's a little different, you know, and obviously most years there's not a player of Josh's caliber in the draft, in the supplemental draft, so you don't hear about it very much. But we, I mean, like I said, we look at it as a positive. We're getting a really good football player. We're getting him a year early, and, you know, next year I think, you know, we're sitting there going, wow, if he plays like we think he's going to play this year, I think it'll be obviously a good decision.
You now have a rookie quarterback, a rookie running back, and a rookie wide receiver in this guy.
Yeah.
First, comment on what you think you've accomplished with those three guys. Are they the foundation of where you're going in the near future?
Well, you know, I think we hope so. You know, that's the idea. You know, and we made a conscious effort, like we did in the last two drafts, where we said we're going to make our defense better. And you know, from a stat perspective, and in our mind, we think our defense got a lot better in those 2 years. So now we've kind of loaded up on the offense, and like you said, you know, we've gotten, you know, they're young, but we think we've gotten a lot better on offense in one draft. So now if you add Josh into the mix too. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we knew this was going to be a process. But, you know, obviously we think we've gotten a lot better just in, you know, last few months.
Talk a little bit about this kid's skills in terms of the one thing you guys, the receivers, maybe, you know, and the offense struggled to do last year was get in the end zone once you get into the red zone. And talk a little about how his skills and what you see from this kid translate into, you know, being a guy that can score for you.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, obviously his speed is something. You know, obviously he averaged 17 yards a catch, and you know, he gets by people. But he's so big, and his hands are so big, and his arms are so long that I think, you know, to say he was a red zone threat, I mean, he caught 7 touchdowns, but those weren't really out in red zone type of thing. They were really, most of them were deep balls. But so I mean, it's not that he can't do the red zone stuff. He just wasn't a big part of their deal down there. But, you know, I think, you know, the biggest thing, I think the kid's got great hands. He's got the ability to adjust the ball, and he's big. I mean, so it's the some good qualities to have. And, you know, like I said, does he need some route work? Sure. But I think his other stuff outweighs some of the things. We think his ability is untapped, and we think he's only going to get a lot better as, you know, as he picks up our offense and just being around our team. We think he's going to be really good.
Can he start right away, Tom?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how a training camp goes.
Tom, did you have any talks with Mike Holmgren about Josh, and what were his thoughts about it?
Oh, yeah. I talked to him. I talked to him a few times about him, and actually, even before we left, I'm going to make sure I can't get in trouble for saying this. But, no, yeah, even before he left, I knew it was a pretty good possibility that this kid was coming out in the supplemental draft just because of the situation. So, we talked about it even before vacation started, you know. So we've been on board with this for a long time, and everybody was on the same page, and you know, Randy included. But we all felt really comfortable with him, and we thought it was the right move for us.
Hey, Tom, when you watched, study Josh, did you think he had the potential for the makings of a number one?
Yeah. You know, I think, obviously, it's easy to say number, you know, number one, number, I really never bought into that a whole lot, you know, because you got two starting receivers. I don't know why one's a one, one's a, and the other one's a two. I never got that part, but he can start in the NFL. I mean, that's obviously what we thought, and that's what we still think.
Hey, Tom, can we get a quick update on Wheaton and Richardson contracts?
You can, but there's not really nothing to talk about. No, we haven't talked to either guy in a while, so no, there's nothing new to report.
Do you have every reason to expect that they'll be in camp on time?
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure they will. I mean, I think there's 32 or I don't know how many guys are left unsigned, but there's a lot of guys unsigned left. So I mean, they'll start falling in place here pretty soon. But once before, right before camp starts. But yeah, they'll both be here.
Hey Tom, was it an anxious night for you after hearing the stuff from Robert Griffin and Washington's interest and the recent interest?
You know what? Not really. It's so hard. This is even kind of worse than the regular draft, where in the regular draft we kind of have an idea of where somebody may go, but in the sudden draft you just have no idea. I mean, just because it's you don't have a whole lot of time to prepare for it, and you just don't know, because there's reasons why these guys are in the supplemental draft. So it's just you can't worry about it too much. I will say I was happy that where we were picking in the lottery. I didn't want to get put at the very end of that, of our little slotting thing. So I'm not quite sure why we have the lottery instead of the regular draft positions, but whatever. I'm glad it worked out for us, I think.
A couple more guys.
Hey, Tom, you told us when you drafted Phil Taylor, you talked to Ryan Norwood. Just curious if you talked to him again and if you talked to Phil Taylor.
Yep, both of them. Yep, talked to him, and both. Like I said, I mean, I talked to Coach Browse. I talked to him for a long time. I've talked to a lot of people, and like I said, everybody loves this kid. I mean, they think he's a really good person and a great football player. So yeah, no, everybody was on board with it, and so it was good to hear.
Thanks, Tom.